Life's pretty mystifying, isn't it, Robin?
Completely, completely mystifying.
I've been working so hard for Sundays after Sunday trying to perfect the bagel, right? Trying to make the perfect bagel.
Yeah.
And I've been doing really well. I'm happy with with making. But this weekend I actually didn't have the special flour I get from this Brooklyn manufacturer that have. And I didn't have, you know, any special kind of yeast or anything. And so all this stuff that I've been working on, you know, thinking this is it, you know, the perfect barley malt syrup, you know. Anyway, I threw it all together, and they were probably some of the best bagels I ever made with just, like, you know, all-purpose flour, a little bit of gluten. And,
yeah,
you know,
see, none of that stuff matters, right?
Yeah, although the gluten may have done it.
You're a foodie. You're kind of a foodie. You like...
No, a foodie wouldn't call me a foodie, but someone who's less foodie than I, like yourself, would call me.
My wife and I hate cooking so much, we barely sustain ourselves. It's the only reason we go out to see the grandparents, take the kids out there, because we come back with a week's worth of food. Well, while you were doing that, I think I was watching Vinyl, the HBO series Vinyl. I just started watching that, and this past Sunday, I've gotten a couple episodes into it. And I actually have a song today that was written for that show and never used.
Ooh.
It's by the band Deerhoof. Deerhoof, yeah. I'm happy to announce, has a new record coming out. And, you know, this is just this fantastically, beautifully frenetic band, high-energy pop group, originally from San Francisco. They've been putting out music at this feverish rate for, well, really since the mid-90s. They've put out almost a record a year since 1997. Wow. It's insane. Their 2014 release, La Isla Bonita, was one of my favorite records of that year. But anyway, they have a new one coming out called The Magic. And this song that I want to play is called Plastic Thrills. And I'll tell you a little bit more about it after the song. Plastic Thrills from Deerhoof.
Stunned by ending.
Deerhoof, Plastic Thrills. So the story to this is that HBO contacted the band a while back, and on a Friday, the HBO contacted the band on Friday and said, "Hey, we'd love for you guys to submit a song for us." They didn't say what it was for. They just told them the vibe they needed for the song. They said, "We need it by Monday." And everyone in the band agreed, there's no way we're taking this project on and slamming ourselves over the weekend to get this thing done. So they all go home. But each band member decides they're going to do a song for them. Do it. So by Saturday morning, they have three different songs that they've all done for this series, and they turn all three of them in on Monday morning. And it turns out it's for the show Vinyl, and all three songs are rejected. And all three songs are now on this new record from Deerhoof called The Magic that is out June 24th. I think HBO missed out on this one. I've been really enjoying the show, and they've had some great music on it. Would have been great to hear this one on it. Plastic Thrills from Deerhoof, from their new record, The Magic, out June 24th.
I have a song that actually there's something very similar about, but you wouldn't expect it from the band The Low Anthem. Now, think of the Low Anthem and you think...
folky?
Or quiet, peaceful, beautiful, mysterious even. But rocky? Not necessarily. They've done upbeat stuff, but that's not what I think of them as. And so I have for you a new song from a new Low Anthem album, which I'm excited about. The album's called Island, E-Y-E-L-A-N-D.
Oh, yeah, like the I, land.
The land, yeah. And I'm going to play this song called Ozzy. But before I play it, I want to tell you with Jeff. Jeff's one of the original members, drummer in the band, bass and so forth at times. He says, I was having a slice of pie with my... That's a slice of pizza, people. For people who don't know.
I was thinking blueberry apple.
Well, I'm going to say, you know what? This could be the New York in me that all of a sudden
thought assumed it was a slice of pie.
All right, so forget it. I'm having a slice of pie with my friend. He's probably having a real piece of pie, actually, now that I think about it. With my friend, talking baseball. See, baseball and pizza go right hand in hand.
And so, if you're from New York.
From New York, yeah. When the subject of Ozzie Smith came up, he said, Ozzie Smith is the best shortstop to ever play the game. He was like better than Jeter, better than Rizzuto in the Hall of Fame. Phil Rizzuto from the Hall of Fame, another Yankee thing. Don't worry about it.
Not a clue. And,
yeah. So he said, I said, listen, Jeff says from the Low Anthem. He says, listen, over the door to Cooperstown, I think a sign should say, fans of Ozzie Smith continue this way. And we laughed and we laughed and we decided to look up Ozzy's birthday to commemorate our hero. Wait a second, Jeff says, that's my birthday. and he continues and he writes, befuddled by ironic coincidence, one of my favorite all-time feelings, I went home to pen this song. It eventually found its way onto Island, our new record, after a fun studio day of tape speed manipulation and collage.
So I'm also thinking baseball now going into this.
Yeah, yeah. And the tape speed manipulation collage, like you'll hear the song the first minute and say, oh, yeah, I wouldn't have expected that from this band. But keep waiting and keep hanging in there. This is quite an amazing tune. Ozzy from the Low Anthem.
Yeah.
That is so funny. I when it started slowing down, I thought, so what is this like, his career on the wane or something? Like he's slowing down.
So much fun. That's the Low Anthem. Now, listen, most of the record is not. I usually like to play songs that are representative of a record. That's not. That said, there's lots of surprises on the new album by the Low Anthem, the record called Island, which comes out June 17th. So much beauty on the record, and then there's also that. So
that was so funny. I was also thinking how clueless I am about baseball. In that time, we were doing a show with Kerry Brownstein, and everyone was playing great music, and I said, "We're really batting 100 here."
That's right. I remember that.
Well, 100%, right? I mean, I just don't really know much about baseball.
I'm like that with television, so
yeah.
And movies.
Did you see there was a new Avett Brothers record coming?
I did. I haven't heard it.
Yeah, just this last
week.
You're
going to do it?
I'm going to do the new cut that they released for the record. Just this past week, late last week, they announced that they are coming back with a new record called True Sadness. And this single is just a real foot stomper. It's called Ain't No Man. Seth Avett, who's one of the lead singers in the group, says it's sort of a personal anthem for anyone who needs a shot of courage in their life. So here it is, a little pick-me-up for anyone needing it, from the Avett Brothers, Ain't No Man.
There ain't no man can't save me. There ain't no man can't enslave me. Ain't no man a man that can change the shape my soul is in. There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear, cause I got only love to share. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof, you'll find it there. You got to serve something, ain't that right? I know it gets dark, but there's always a light. You don't have to buy in to get into the club. Trade your worries. You gotta show up if you wanna be seen. If it matters to you, ma, it matters to me. I'm gonna fall hard, yeah, I know I am. When the clouds crack up, I laugh with them. There ain't no man can save me. There ain't no man can enslave me. Ain't no man. There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear, cause I got only love to share. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof, you'll find it there. You say you look funny, I say you're a star. I say you're whatever you think you are. Watch a naysayers fall right in line. If we believe it, they'll say, she is so pretty, he is so fine. There ain't no man can't save me. There ain't no man can't enslave me. Ain't no man a man that can change the shape my soul is in. There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear, cause I got only love to share. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof, you'll find it there. Got to go somewhere, ain't that true? Not a whole lot of time for me or you. Got a whole lot of reasons to be mad. Let's not pick one. I live in a room at the top of the stairs. Got my windows wide open and nobody cares. And I got no choice but to get right up when the sun comes through. Ain't no man can't save me. There ain't no man can't enslave me. There ain't no man. There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear, cause I got only love to share. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof, you'll find it there. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof, you'll find it there. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof, you'll find it.
Mm. like it was conceived in a laboratory just for me. The hand claps, the big group sing-alongs, their vocals just give me goosebumps. Just so good. From the Avett Brothers, Ain't No Man. Their new record, True Sadness, is also out June 24th, same day as the Deer Hoof.
I like that.
If you like that sort of thing, joy, right, joy. And celebration and, yeah. You know, people.
The most rabid, wonderful fan base they have.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So much. It's yeah. Like we did them live at one of our South by Southwest shows a number of years ago, and yeah, it was like
saying
a
we did them sounds a little odd. Well, they
were on our showcase, and it was like it was like a Justin Bieber.
I haven't snorted in a while.
Yeah. It was like a Justin Bieber show or something. You know, like just maniac fans rushing the stage.
I'm speechless.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Sony Pictures Classics. Presenting the new film Miles Ahead, directed by and starring Don Cheadle as Miles Davis in a no-holds-barred portrait of the musical genius. Now playing in select theaters everywhere April 22nd.
I'm going to play this artist you don't know. His name is Jay Bartel, J-A-E.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't. I'm sorry, I don't.
And I didn't either. I'm just going to play it. His voice is got that nice deep resonance that you just want to have a long conversation with him. And he seems to have a lot of wise things to say. He wrote something that I'm still puzzling out. It's one of those press release things that often make me scratch my head. But I liked it. And it said, the songs on Light Enough, which is the name of this record, encompass the process of aspiration, pursuit, and fulfillment, if only to find that people don't change. They only stand more revealed. And there's something beautiful about the poetry in there, which is, I think he took the line from a famous poet, Charles Olson.
I'm going to have to think about that one. Not sure
yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. But all that said, just listen to these words in this song, Tuesdays, by Jay Bartel. Love it, love it, love it.
Last Tuesday when I was a child and my mother came home from the hospital. She seemed to not want me to leave her, but somebody needed to take the dog outside. I never returned from the front yard where I stood for a life. Time sinking into the lawn. And who could know? That it would be the last time. My father, who asked me how often did I walk the dog? I hadn't the heart to tell him that he'd been dead for longer than he'd been alive. Nobody knows me when I go. grass has grown over what remains of the rope. Oh, everybody knows that what is gone is gone.
I'm so glad you asked me to stop everything and just really pay attention to the words, because they really pay off. So many great images in there, like standing in the front yard, sinking into the front yard for a lifetime. But that moment when he says that he talks to his dad and his dad says, how often do you walk the dog? It's like, I don't have the heart to tell you, the dog's been dead longer than he was alive. And it's like, it so perfectly captures that moment when you reconnect with someone from your past, and you've grown a lot in that time, right? And you've completely changed, and they only remember you the way you were.
Your mind's eye, you are the past.
Yeah, very powerful. Love that. I've got to check out the whole thing.
Yeah, you'll love everything about this record. It's by Jay Bartel. The album's called Light Enough. It comes out on April 29th. Really great songs on this record.
I don't want to harsh your mellow, because that was pretty beautiful, but I've got something so completely different from The Moth and the Flame. A group you turned me on to them a couple of years ago. They're a group originally from Provo, Utah, and they're now based out of L.A. I thought of their earlier stuff that I heard like a couple of years ago from them as a little dark and strange, and this new record feels a lot poppier to me. Maybe not as experimental as the earlier stuff, but there's still this wonderful moodiness to the music that always lands right in the sweet spot sonically for me. This record actually came out a little bit earlier this year. It's called Young and Afraid, and I want to play the title cut from it, a song all about the need to take risks in your life.
Yes.
Young and Afraid, yes. And facing your fears and forging your own path. And one thing that's important to note about this song, the band says, is that it's not really actually about being young. It's a state of mind that can apply to you at any point in your life. Bob, even for people as old as you.
Yes.
Young and Afraid from The Moth and the Flame.
Here's your invitation to choose someone else's heel. Your concessions are useless, a filter to diffuse this. Now you have to excuse us, we are moving on. So rats in the basement, trying our patience. We are just tuning you out. We are young.
No, I would never guess that.
Yeah, you. I knew. I could tell by the look on your face you weren't expecting that synth sound. Listen to that. Just the beginning of this little bit here. There's a little bit of... I love that little touch because it's sort of like someone who's lurching back to life, right? You're coming back, you know, and maybe you're older in your life and you're trying to, you know, reclaim the spirit of your fearless youth. And I love that line, we are just tuning you out. I think that maybe they're talking about the doubts that people have in their own brains, tuning out your own doubts and fears. The band says that this was written at a pivotal point in their lives. They had just left Utah and moved to LA to try to make a run, really push the band full time, and that everyone was feeling a lot of emotions around that time and that were about facing your fears, and it became a whole theme and anthem for the record and for the band. And the song From the Moth and the Flame is Young and Unafraid, and the record is also called Young and Unafraid. Great spirit.
Well, I'm going to play a kind of a metal tune, which is something we usually bring Lars in for, but I fell in love this weekend with a group called Muscle and Marrow. I didn't know them. This is a second record out. The record's called Love. Muscle and Marrow are Kira Clark, and she sings and plays guitar, and Keith McGraw is the drummer and does all sorts of other sounds.
Great name for a metal band.
Right?
So raw.
Yeah. And as in so many metal bands, this takes on a theme of death, but it also takes on the theme of love. I think it was Kira's voice that drew me in. See what it does for you. We'll go out on this song.
Let's do that. You know, if you know Lars Gotrich, he is just the sweetest guy on the planet. And that's something, you know, I haven't been to a lot of metal shows, but he says it's sort of a universal theme he finds with metal fans of metal music is that they're actually just little puppy dogs. Yeah. But every feeling that everyone has that you would associate with metal, they pour into their love of metal.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a song called Black Hole. Thanks, Mr. Hilton.
Thank you, Bob. Until next week.
Until then. Ready?
Let's do it.
Strap in.